The Halloween parade is preparing to creep through Bonfield, having been resurrected once again by founder René Cantant. The spooky spectacle takes place on Saturday, October 28, at 6 p.m. The creepy Carnival of Souls begins at the Four Corners at Gagnon Street and Development Road, follows Gagnon to church, then takes Mark Street to the final stop, the Fire Hall. The brave will watch from the sidewalk, whereas the timid may hedge their bets from a front porch view. The truly terrified will brave the parade whilst hiding inside, daring for a peek through a locked window. For those who care to join the parade, meet at the Four Corners at 5:30. There is no need to call, no need to reserve your spot. If you have a float, bring it out. If you care to walk the route in your scary costume, all the better. Cantant contends the more the scarier. There's a lot more people coming out, Cantant said, and there are more activities in Bonfield this year, so the Halloween spirit is spreading. Last year, there were at least 300 people watching the parade, and many businesses entered floats. See, Halloween parade returns to haunt Bonfield. The parade is a nice kickstart to the weekend, and Halloween, Cantant said. People are embracing the parade, as each year Cantant is noticing more decorations along the parade route, and she's been hearing of people having pre-Halloween parties to get dressed up and watch the parade roll by. What is a Halloween parade? Think of your annual Christmas parade, then remove all things Christmas and add in skeletons, witches, and all kinds of creepy characters. The kids love it, and most adults do too. It's becoming an anticipated event in the town. Not many towns have Halloween parades. It's definitely a unique calling card. Cantant thought of the idea during COVID when Halloween was cancelled. The parade makes Halloween mobile and brings it to the people, all at a safe distance. It was a keen solution. People enjoyed it, so she carried on, and she's thankful for the support she's received. There are so many people who are taking time out of their day to help, she said. I'm so grateful for every single person that comes to watch, that donates, and that is involved in the parade. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.